Well, foreign investors ditched local bonds last month, with their share of government debt falling to the lowest level in more than 8 years. Joining me now with some insight on what's currently playing out on the bond market scene is RMB's Teboho Mekgwa. Thanks so much, Teboho, for your time this evening. So take us through the kind of activity specifically that played out at today's bond auction.
Good evening. Thanks for having me. Yeah, look, I mean, today we had the nominal bond auction, where we had your 2032s, 2037, and 2044s go on auction this morning. You know, look, I mean, since the National Treasury increased the bond issuance, there hasn't really been much of an uptake in the weekly bond auction. And if you look at the results from this morning's auction, the 2032s cleared auction at 10.19. But before auction, the mark-to-market was 10.17, and they cleared at a bid-to-cover ratio of 1.81, while the 2037s cleared auction at 11.2850. Going into the auction, it was around 11.18. So it was a bit disappointing, considering where the 37 cleared. That he had literally 10 basis points worse than where the market was trading ahead of the auction, and the bid cover there was 1.56, while the 44s cleared mildly better than auction at 11.52, where the mark-to-market was 11.55. And obviously there, the bid cover ratio was slightly better at 3.18.
As I said at the top, you know, foreign investors moved away from South Africa's bond share of the bond market for the month of July as a whole, and taking their holdings to the lowest level in more than 8 years. Local investors not necessarily stepping up and picking up the slack, right?
Yeah, that's also quite true, you know. But if you look at from an emerging market perspective, there's definitely been some inflows across the emerging market sector. However, you know, South Africa's share of the emerging market bond flows is not as pronounced as it used to be.
And what's holding things back? What's going to be the catalyst for things to start swinging, you know, the other way? Of course, we've seen interest rates being lowered, and so that yield appeal that we once held being diminished somewhat.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think if you look at, you know, the way since pre-COVID, the way the MPC has slashed, you know, the rates, I think that's also a big factor as to, you know, why SA is no longer as attractive as it was, you know. But I think, you know, from a structural perspective, we need some serious structural reform just to, you know, to kickstart our ailing economy.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Teboho. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Teboho Mekgwa from RMB.